This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Cracked stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, when I was at the NRA annual meeting, while I was standing around, I got introduced to a young lady. And she was kind enough to give me a business card with nothing on it but her name. So then I had to go and track her down. And thankfully, I knew enough people in between the two of us that we got put together. And here we go. This is the new weaponized woman, and the host of the new weaponized woman will be when she is here. That would be a young lady named Keita Bussey. How are you, young lady?
What is up, Bill?
I'm just trying to cope with things and everything. I was trying to find not very intimidating pictures of you. There just are none. So,
the greatest thing about this being a radio show is that I don't even have to wear pants, so I am happy to be here.
Okay, well, now that we've got that out, that was going to be my next question. So, anyway, tell us a little bit about you. What does Keita Bussey do? Where in the gun discipline do we find you?
Well, I travel all over the world teaching classes on movement for shooters, and that ranges from the shooting sports to LE to special forces. Whoever seeks me out, I can train you how to move more efficiently with a gun in your hands. So basically what I've done is I've taken all of the research that's already out there and already proven for how to move the most efficiently the way our bodies work. And I've applied how to do that with a gun in your hands and do it safely. And there wasn't a whole lot of research out there on this, so I've had to, use the scientific method, which is sort of researching, creating a hypothesis, testing it on the top shooters in the world, figuring out what works, what doesn't work, and what doesn't really matter either way. And so I teach what I've learned from experience works and works for most people, and everybody's different. So if somebody has a history of injuries or they've, had a knee replacement or whatever it may be, then I adapt it to whatever their history is and we go from there.
Now, when you're doing this kind of thing where you're talking about movement and shooting, do you find that you have to sort of individualize and figure out what the individual limitations are of each individual student that might be in your firing line?
Oh, absolutely. That's sort of my specialty. That's what I do. Everybody, every single person moves different. I mean, you can take three top athletes from the same sport, and the way they move the most efficiently from one to the next is never going to be the same.
Right.
So job is to find out how you, as an individual, move the most efficiently.
Well, in the 80s, when I was in the martial arts, everybody tried to imitate everybody. And then And as I was a young martial artist, it wasn't until I actually got into a seminar of the first world light heavyweight champion of full contact karate in the United States, a guy named Jeff Smith, and he got out there and explained to us, the kids, that, we were just hanging on every word he had. He told us that The way he did things was rule for him. That was his rule. That's the way he did it. That's why he threw it at this angle. That's why he stood this way when he did it. He said, we have to find our own, what's rule for us. So you, instead of, you know, for me as a martial artist, that was a journey of self-discovery. You have what? Mm-hmm. You got 2 days?
Yes.
When you're teaching somebody? So you have to discover that quick and adapt.
Yes.
And help them adapt.
Yes. And so I do have a medical background, which helps me a lot. I've trained people how to move more efficiently and how to prevent injuries after having major surgeries and things like that. So typically I'll have someone show up to a class and, you know, when we do our initial introductions, I have them tell me what they've had surgeries on, et cetera. But there are a lot of things people don't like to tell me because they see it as a sign of weakness. So then I have the challenge of trying to figure these things out as I'm watching these people. So the very first thing I do is set up a course of fire, and they move through this course of fire and shoot it. And I say, I'm not going to give you a whole lot of feedback. I'm just going to watch and see what you do, see how you move, see what you intuitively do on your own. And then we sort of go from there. And from that point, I figure out usually what things they're not telling me. Like, I had one guy in Estonia recently who every time he entered into a position, he would fall over. And I said, well, you need to change the way you're entering a position because of the groin surgery you've recently had. And he looked at me just shocked and said, how did you know I've had a groin surgery? You know, because I asked everybody what surgeries they've had, and he obviously didn't want to disclose that. So just from watching the way he moved, I could tell that he had had some sort of a heart catheterization or something along those lines through the groin that was preventing him from moving the way most people would.
Very astute. When I had open heart surgery, I was looking around for somebody to ask this question to, but after you have open heart surgery, they don't want you to pick up. You can't pick up a gallon of milk with two hands because they're afraid
right.
Your chest will come back apart. So the first 60 days is rather a ginger moment for somebody like that. So I wanted to carry a gun, and I wanted to know how much does a gun weigh when it goes off. And nobody could tell me that. Nobody could tell me that. So that kind of specialty that you bring into it, that's interesting. I had never thought of things quite in that vein. Now, that's just working with their own biomechanics that they have, their whatever gifts or shortcomings and everything else. That has nothing to do with the actual employment of the tool. Do you also have to sort of personalize that as well?
Well, like you said, you learn from watching people and watching the different ways that people do things and what works and what doesn't, and then you try to imitate. Well, I see people trying to imitate some of the basic ways of doing things, and it doesn't always work for everyone. So I usually find about 3 different basic ways of doing things, and whatever people are doing usually fall within those 3 or so categories. And if they don't, I will watch that person do it, and I will time them. And if it's not any slower or if it's faster, I'll say, well, just keep doing what you're doing because it's working. It doesn't fall into any of these proven researched categories, but it's working for you.
Right.
So, yeah, it's very individualized. So based on research, I have, you know, a couple of generalized ways of doing things, and most people will fall within those generalized ways of doing things.
Now, since I have no idea what your social media is like and your websites or anything else, we're coming up on the first break. We got 45 seconds left. Tell everybody how they can find you, please.
Kita Busse on Instagram, KitaBusse. Same thing on Facebook. And I also have my page, 180 Firearms Training, on Facebook. It's 180 Firearms Training on Facebook. If you want to see a list of events, click on the events tab, and all my classes are listed there.
Okay. So, and you know what? I'll ask you the rest of these questions when we get back. And when we get back, we're going to find some things out just based upon her very, very unique expertise. This is Weaponized Woman with Kita Busse. And this is also Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is the new weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. And see, I told you that I would get it wrong. See, Keita and I are both of German descent. My name, the way it is spelled, is Americanized because my actual last name would actually be spelled D-R-E-D-E, but pronounced the same way it is. Her pronunciation is Americanized because, you know, they looked at it and said, Bussy.
Yeah, big yellow school bus, that's
yep.
me.
Bussy.
Or the short yellow school bus, that's definitely me.
Gotcha, the short bus, I understand. So now you are a competitive shooter, yeah? But you also train tactical people.
Yes.
So I have a question about that. I have a question about that. Now, in the on the range, now I'm sure in real life it would be very different to take a competitive shooter and put him in the situation where people are shooting back than a tactical shooter who is comes from that world and has been in that world and knows how to shoot and move on somebody shooting at him. So I'm sure there would be a difference there. But just on the range itself, who is more adaptive? Is it the competitor trying to adapt to being tactical, or can the tactical adapt to being competitive?
Well, that's really the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think if you're a shooter, you're a shooter, honestly. I mean, different. If you're under the pressure of a timer, it's sort of, I mean, I know it's not the same, but it does sort of simulate the pressures of external stressors. I don't know if you've ever practiced with a timer before, but people do stupid stuff. It's like a memory wiping device. Once the timer goes off, you just completely forget what you planned to do. So you sort of learn how to cope with stress as a competitive shooter and really focus and block out any distractions. And as a tactical shooter, I think you kind of learn to do the same thing, but in different ways. And as a tactical shooter, you're also always looking for your next place to find cover and different types of cover for what it is that you're trying to do. And you're working as a team and watching out for each other and watching out in all different directions. You don't know what's coming next. Where as a competitive shooter, you have a plan, you know where your targets are, and you are totally on your own. So it's two different worlds, but I think each one can adapt to the other.
Right. Now, with most of the tactical shooters now, and I don't know about what they have now. When I was in the military, everybody, when I was in Europe in the 80s, they told us that we couldn't carry any of our own personal weapons, and there might have been one or two that actually listened to that. We all planned on carrying as much as we could, because back in the 80s, we didn't have plate carriers, we didn't have optics. I mean, combat was, compared to today, it was almost primitive. But we did not have the kind of equipment that, say, a competitive shooter has, which is a highly tuned instrument, whether it's the handgun or the long gun or the shotgun. And with the military, they're dealing with I don't know what they deal with now. How high tech is the stuff the military gets to use now?
Well, these days, oftentimes, if you go into a war zone, you might be in a room, you might be staying in a house for 3 to 4 days before a device actually goes off. So it takes so many passes before it actually activates. You could be living in a house for 3 days with your team, and then all of a sudden the house blows up.
Well, I'm talking about the weapons, the people you train, the weapons of people you train on the military side.
Oh, I'm sorry. A gun is a gun. A lot of people are starting to move to optics now, where they were more focused on iron sights before. In fact, the LE team here in my state just hired Steve Fisher to come and teach them how to use pistols with optics, which I think was very forward of them. do. Might not be the right word.
I'm gonna take that class from Steve in October.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of the direction things are going.
When you're competing, what kind of handgun do you compete with?
Personally, I use iron sights on a handgun. I feel like it's not the gear, it's the shooter. So I feel like that makes me a better shooter if I'm using iron sights regularly. But I did recently go to a competition where we shot PCC. That's the pistol caliber carbine. So it's a rifle that shoots 9mm rounds.
Gotcha.
And that was a lot of fun. And it does use an optic. So that was actually my first match ever using an optic. Actually, no, I shot one other match using an optic before. But I'm not very experienced with it. But then going back to a pistol with iron sights after that is not easy.
Yeah, well. And then now when you're not on the range, when you're out there walking about, we're coming up on the next break, so I'll ask a big, long question, okay? And then you can answer that at the outset of the next segment, if that would be okay. But with women,
sure.
And even with me, I mean, as a guy, I find now that I have guns that I wear when I'm wearing gym clothes because I'm constantly rehabbing from the heart attack. I have guns that I wear with pants that have a belt. I have guns, you know, and I have a different gun for each kind of occasion. But I try to keep the gun in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because I'm, you know.
For consistency.
Yep. But I'm trying to use, in most cases, the same sort of gun. So when we get back, I would like for you to tell me what you carry and how you carry it. And if you've experienced, okay, I've got to do it this way if I'm going to be like this. And if I'm going out on the town, I got to do it this way. And, you know, that kind of thing. I'd like to hear that from you. One more time, tell everybody how they can find Keita Bussy. Bussy. Bussy.
Bussy, KITABUSSE on Instagram and on Facebook. I also have 180 Firearms Training on Facebook. Click on the events tab to see my list of classes.
And she teaches a lot of classes. We'll be right back. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussy, and this is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has signed an abortion ban into law. The new law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is usually after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Lawmakers passed the bill without an exception for rape or incest, which happens in about 1% of all abortions. President Trump delivered remarks at the 2019 U.S. Air Force Academy graduation, the president telling graduates they stand between America and its enemies.
You are the ones who will invent and define the next generation of air warfare, and you are the ones who will secure American victory all the time, victory.
For the third time in less than a week, a House Republican lawmaker objected to the final approval of a $19 billion disaster relief plan that already passed the Senate. Making the objection on the House floor was Congressman John Rose of Tennessee. The bill will go in front of the entire Congress next week. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is the weaponized woman, the new weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. And before we went to break, right now, I want you to think to yourself, this is where the soap opera music comes in as I bring you back up to speed. I was just asking her what she carried as her personal carry weapon when she is not on the range, and she was going to tell us all the different stuff and all the other stuff. So joining us again is Keita Bussey. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I carry... Some of you are going to laugh at me. Sometimes I actually carry my full-size competitive pistol.
I don't see anything at all wrong with that. I see nothing at all wrong with that. No.
And sometimes I carry a SIG P365 just because I can carry 13 rounds and it's really tiny and I can shoot it really accurately.
Right.
Honestly, it really doesn't matter to me what gun I carry as long as I'm carrying.
Now,
I can shoot pretty much any gun I'm carrying within reason.
Right. But see, for me, I'm always I look at what happened at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya. And I say to myself that if something like that were to unfold here, and I have a Glock 43 and a spare magazine, I'm going to have to find one of them and take care of him and get his stuff because I don't have the right stuff.
Yeah.
So for you to be carrying the full sized weapon, to me, that just I full size is the way to go.
Well, in the winter, I live in Wisconsin, which it obviously gets very cold in the winter, and I have a big bulky winter coat, and it makes it a lot easier to kind of carry whatever I want to carry.
Right.
Summertime's a little different. And, you know, being a female, it looks awkward if I'm wearing big baggy clothes in the summer, especially being such a small frame. So that's why I kind of went with a P365. I know that in the beginning they went through a little bit of a rough patch, but they seem to have ironed that out and the guns are working really well now. I've never had any issues with mine personally.
But they make so much stuff for women to carry concealed.
Right. It's just so much easier for me to fit on my body with whatever I'm wearing.
So when you're carrying a gun concealed during the summer, are you carrying it a la a holster of some sort, or are you wearing something like they make a lot of pants now, I know, with incorporated holsters in them.
Right. So what I don't like about those is that it's not a hard holster. There's nothing hard covering the trigger.
Right.
So when I carry, I like to use a Kydex holster, something that's going to cover the trigger guard completely in some sort of a hard casement.
Well, that just makes sense.
Yeah, it's just safer that way.
That way,
I would not want to carry one in the chamber if I didn't have a hard case.
So do you ever carry one without one in the chamber? I presume you carry it in a hard case all the time because that's just not the way to carry a gun.
Exactly.
So. And nothing in between? There's nothing in between the SIG 365 and your full-size Tanfoglio?
Not as of this time, but I've been keeping my eye out for something.
Yeah? What are you looking for?
Actually, I really haven't decided yet. I've got to play around with some different ones and see what I like.
Now, I'll tell you what I think is the best gun right now in its size category, simply because you don't have to do anything at all to it when you get it. But you have to find it. That's the hard part. That would be the CZ-P10S.
Yeah, CZs make some. They make some nice guns.
Well, I mean,
I like the CZs a lot.
That one, I did a little experiment for a video I'm shooting right now, and to get a Glock 26 in the same category as far as capacity, trigger, and all that other stuff, it takes the Glock 26 to a $800 gun. By the time you add all the stuff to it and make it a 12-rounder instead of a 10-rounder, it's a $800 gun, just with what it comes in the box. That's without changing the sights.
Yeah, I do like, obviously, a gun that works right out of the box, but I do think that everyone's, you know, each individual needs to, you know, just like individual movement is different, the springs all have to be different for each person, too, because...
Right, right.
You know, if you've got big gorilla hands, you're going to need heavier springs than if, you know, you're 4'11" and weigh 100 pounds. You're probably going to need lighter springs.
Yeah, I think. Well, see, I like that, though. I like that. See, I've never heard that before.
Really?
I've never heard somebody say, well, I'm looking at you, and maybe you need different springs in your weapon because... the way your weapon is reacting to you is not the way it should be reacting uniformly, so we need to tweak your gun.
Yeah, well, usually it's grip and stance and all that kind of stuff, but if you've fixed all those things and something weird's still going on, you may need to tweak a couple things in your gun just to fit you as an individual. And you don't want to be using a gun that doesn't fit your hands. You know, if you've got, again, giant gorilla hands, you don't want to have a small grip, you want more surface area of your hands on the gun. And it's just because you're really tiny, you don't want to have a tiny grip for the same reason, because if it's too small, you're not going to have enough surface area of your hand in contact with the grip of the gun. So you have to find that balance. You still want to be able to reach all the controls, but have good contact surface area.
That sort of speaks to all of this modification that you can do with the gun, with the back strap and maybe the grip panels and everything. They've got three different sizes. And when they picked the new military pistol, they had different frame sizes on the P320 that they could choose from for smaller hands, bigger hands, normal hands. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really nice when they have interchangeable grips. So you can find the grip that fits you the best.
So does that SIG 365 have that?
No, it's very, mine doesn't. It's very small. But I don't know. I like the grip angle, and I don't feel like I'm hanging onto my own hands a whole lot. For what it is, I feel like the grip is very good. It works right out of the box, which is another thing that's hard to find.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we're coming up on the next break.
I like the way the sights return back to zero.
That's cool. So so far, what do you think about the whole ebb and flow of the radio format?
Ebb and flow of the radio format? I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I'm just talking on the phone.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I have to keep interrupting you and saying, okay, now we're going to go to break now. So we're going to go to break now, and this is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is the inaugural evening that she's here with us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. We are talking to... This is the weaponized one with Keita Bussey. And I don't know when she'll be back, but it's going to be sort of like a James Bond thing, you know, Jane Bond. She'll be back for Skyfall at Spectre while she's in Casino Royale or something. It'll be something like that because you travel extensively. I mean, and you travel prolifically, don't you?
I do. I'm gone more than I'm home.
So, now, that's interesting. Now, when you travel overseas, do they make any sort of provision for you? Can you carry a gun overseas, given your status?
That depends on the situation. Sometimes I have walking holsters, if you know what I mean by that. Other times I'm allowed to carry. It depends where I go.
See, that's superb. I would think in some places where you go, like you talked about Estonia. I've never been to Estonia. That sounds like it's probably a chilly place. Eastern Europe, is that right?
It's very similar to Alaska. It's on the same latitude. So they
okay.
have it's the same as how they have, you know, eternal daylight for a day in the summer and eternal darkness for a day in the winter. It's the same way there.
Gotcha. So yes, it's chilly there. So this is. Have you really developed a lot of different ways to carry a gun going to these different climates?
No, I pretty much just do the same thing if I'm allowed to carry. Otherwise, I have someone with me who carries for me, and it's been kind of an ongoing joke that if something were to go down, then my bodyguards would just hand me their guns.
So, with all the travels that you do. Which would you classify yourself as? Are you a competitor? Are you a trainer? Are you a trainer that competes? Are you a competitor that trains?
I am a coach.
Okay.
First and foremost.
Okay. Okay.
I am a movement coach for shooters. That is number one. secondary would be competitive shooting. The beast you feed is the beast that grows, and I like helping people, and yeah. I put all of my effort into researching ways to help other people improve, and I love to coach people, and it's very, very rewarding for me to see their times drop down significantly after a two-day class.
Right. So with I'm trying to think of the way, because there's some things, there will be some things that I bring up and I'll ask Keita about them, and then she'll go, you know, Bill, we can't talk about that, and I will have to, you know, hit you when I see you the next time just to drive that one home to you, buddy boy. So with some of this stuff, when we're talking about some of this stuff, we have to sort of treat this with kid gloves. Now, I was in military intelligence. I understand why you do that. That's not an oxymoron. It actually is a thing. And so I know that if there's a secret out there, the only way to keep it is to not tell it. So I get that part. I'm perfectly okay with that part of it. But you'll have to tell me as we're going along. Well, Bill, I can't tell you that, but listen, remind me, you ask me that question next time I see you so I can tag you one good shot. Do you incorporate martial art training into what you do?
No, I don't. That's not my specialty.
I wish
I was that cool, but I'm not.
What I'm asking is, I mean, to incorporate, and this is just an idea for you. If you want to consider this, I would not take it upon myself to say, here's what you should do, because, you know, you're already doing it. But I've worked with a couple of martial arts people. I have a background in the martial arts, and the consensus that we get is that if you are a gun carrier, you need to know one punch or one kick, or preferably one punch,
to create
space. Exactly. So, you know, you don't have to be out there and go, well, you know, I studied with Bruce Lee. Yes, that's right. I'm only 23 years old, but I studied with him 20 years after he died. That's right, yeah. So,
well, you know, everybody, I was in the Army, and everybody in the military does take basic hand-to-hand combat, and we do learn those basic skills. So I know, you know, how to create space and things like that for myself, but that's not what I teach in my classes.
Okay.
I teach how to move efficiently with a firearm.
Yes, we'll have to explore that one day. I'm going to have to find a video of you doing that, because I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't know how you're applying what you're saying as far as the way you put it into the method. Obviously, everybody's interested in learning how to do with all of this globe-trotting that you do. So I'm going to look into that, but I don't know. I'm not... I got out of the Army, gosh, 29 years ago. So I have a better chance now of being mugged than I do of being in pitched combat. So I tend to think in those terms. Whereas I guess with what you're doing, you have to think in more than those terms. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So.
So what I teach people is basically what a lot of people take out of it that they didn't know going in is how to use the mass of the gun to sort of propel themselves and get them out of particular positions, how to get into and out of really awkward positions and shoot from those positions. And another thing I teach is how to train your eyes, because a lot of times when guys get shot in combat, it's not from the front or from the back, it's from the side.
Right.
So I teach people how to pick up small details from their peripheral vision, and I have drills for that. Joan Vickers is a kinesiologist who did a lot of research on how the elite athlete aims in 2007, and I've based a lot of my drills off of her research, which is actually very interesting if you Google that. So I have some drills that train your eye where to go and how to pick up small details from your periphery and really hone in your focus and dial in on it so you're not distracted by anything,
yeah,
but you're still aware.
That's also interesting. For those of you that don't know, a kinesiologist is somebody that studies muscle groups and which ones flex and what is the order of flexion as it occurs, as it's going in through a movement or something like that. Bruce Lee was a kinesiologist. So anybody that gets into kinesiology, now they're getting into the science of everything I'm interested in. So that is...
That's not just moving your body. It's also how you train your eyes to move.
Yeah. But, I mean, taking all of those things into consideration, that's sort of a level above what most people get, isn't it?
Yeah, my class is the only one of its kind, which is why I'm traveling all over the world, because I'm the only one who teaches it. I mean, there are other guys who teach things that I teach, but it's incorporated into a shooting class. I mean, we definitely shoot in my class because you move differently if you don't have live rounds going downrange. But their focus is on just the shooting part and fundamentals and 20 guys standing on a line. My focus is on the movement and the eye training and things like that. So we're all moving around with guns, not all standing on a line. And, you know, there are some shooting classes that involve some of that and get into a little bit of movement, but that's never the focus.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time. I might have to find when you're doing a class near me, or I might have to find when you're doing a class that I can fly to or something, because I need to take that class. Keita Bussey. Yeah, Keita Bussey. 180-degree movement, training 180. She will be back. She is the weaponized woman. I will find out when she can come back and what we're going to do the next time. Thank you for taking the time to join me tonight.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you to all of you who tuned in on your phones and your radios or whatever it might be to listen in.
Very nice of you. Hour number three is inbound. Yes, ma'am. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.